When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.
Captain Mickey has spoken, and it's no longer a free-for-all when it comes to bringing alcohol aboard a Disney Cruise Line ship. The cruise line recently updated their website to reflect a new alcohol policy, which goes into effect September 30th of 2015.
They're coming in line with a lot of what other cruise lines are doing, essentially capping a maximum of 2 bottles of unopened wine or champagne, or 6 beers no larger than 12 ounces.
That was Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy from cruiseguy.com. Under the old alcohol policy, guests could bring whatever they wanted to on board, which was causing delays in the ship's embarkation area.
Then, you know, the last thing you want to see when you get to a cruise terminal is a long line.
All wine, champagne, and beer brought on board must be packed in guests' carry-on luggage, and any alcohol packed in checked luggage will be removed and stored until the end of the cruise. The updated policy is fully outlined at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.